तपाईं एसपीएस नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ।
कोविड 19 महामारी सुरु भएता ठगी र घोटालाहरूको क्रम पनि निकै बढेको देखिएको छ। व्यक्तिगत जानकारी चोरी गर्न नक्कली इमेल पठाउने, अनलाइन मार्फत सामान खरिद गराउने र सुपर एनुएसन सम्बन्धी ठगीहरू यसका केही उदाहरण हुन्। आफूलाई यस्तो घोटाला अर्थात् स्क्यामहरूबाट कसरी बचाउन सकिन्छ त सुनौ यो विस्तृत रिपोर्टमा।
तपाईंको समुदाय, तपाईंको कुराकानी, एसपीएस नेपाली।
अस्ट्रेलियाको प्रतिस्पर्धा तथा उपभोक्ता आयोग एसिसिसीको स्क्याम वाच नामक वेबसाइटले उपभोक्ता र साना व्यवसायहरूलाई ठगीबाट कसरी बच्ने र यसको उजुरी कसरी गर्ने भनी जानकारी दिन्छ। कोरोना भाइरस महामारी सुरु भएदेखि भाइरसको नाममा 6415 भन्दा बढी ठगीका गुनासो आइसकेका छन् र थुप्रै मानिसहरूको गरी 98 लाख डलरको नोक्सान भइसकेको छ। अस्ट्रेलिया सरकार अन्तर्गतको डिजिटल हेल्थ एजेन्सीले देशका अनलाइन स्वास्थ्य सेवा जस्तै माई हेल्थ रेकर्ड, डिजिटल प्रेस्क्रिप्सन र ई हेल्थ कार्यक्रमहरूलाई हेर्दछ। डाक्टर स्टिभ ह्याम्बल्टन उक्त एजेन्सीका प्रमुख क्लिनिकल सल्लाहकार हुन्। उनी भन्छन् कि अस्ट्रेलियामा कोविड 19 खोपको विषयमा थुप्रै ठगीहरू भएको देखिएको छ।
There are people selling fake vaccine appointments. And of course, to get an appointment, they need to know who you are. That's what they want. We've seen fake vaccines being offered to be mailed to you. Fake vaccine surveys. So they're going to ask you questions about the vaccine, about side effects perhaps. You might be asked for payment to send you a vaccine, which you shouldn't be paying for. Sometimes there's a charge for a pre-test prior to getting a vaccine. Again, you don't need any test prior to getting a vaccine. Maybe even a scam saying, put your name on a waiting list. You don't need to do that.
कतिपय मानिसहरूले कोरोना भाइरस खोप लगाएको भनी अनलाइन मार्फत नक्कली प्रमाणपत्र दिने काम पनि गर्छन्। यस्तो ठगीबाट अत्यन्तै सावधान रहन डिजिटल हेल्थ एजेन्सीले सल्लाह दिएको छ। त्यसरी नक्कली प्रमाणपत्र किन्दा आफ्नो व्यक्तिगत जानकारी दिनुपर्छ र साइबर अपराधीहरूले तपाईँको क्रेडिट कार्ड नम्बर पाउने हुनाले पहिचान चोरीको जोखिम हुने डाक्टर ह्याम्बल्टनले बताए।
Of course, providing you with a certificate is one problem, and that means you put yourself at risk and you put your family at risk. But to get that certificate, they're going to want personal information about you, and that's really what they want. They want identifying information, they want health information, and of course, that gives them the ability to steal your identity. It's really, really serious.
उनले यो पनि बताए कि कालो बजारीको दुनियाँमा मानिसहरूको व्यक्तिगत स्वास्थ्य जानकारी निकै अमूल्य हुन्छ। त्यसैले ठगी गर्नेहरूले टेक्स्ट मेसेज, नक्कली इमेल जस्ता माध्यमहरू प्रयोग गरेर तपाईँको स्वास्थ्य जानकारी पत्ता लगाउन खोज्छन्। यसरी आफ्नो व्यक्तिगत जानकारी ठगी गर्ने मानिस अर्थात् स्क्यामरसम्म पुग्यो भने त्यसलाई फेरि फिर्ता पाउन निकै गाह्रो हुने उनी बताउँछन्।
The other way of fooling people is to take images that look like they're from a government entity and add them to the emails or add them to the text messages. You know, MyGov, for example, there's been a large number of changes to MyGov, and we've seen scams where images of the MyGov logo comes in. Don't click on that link because that's not the way MyGov will contact you. Go to the website directly. That's very important.
डाक्टर ह्याम्बल्टन बताउँछन् कि स्क्यामरहरूले तपाईँलाई सामाजिक सञ्जाल अर्थात् सोसियल मिडिया या फोनमा टेक्स्ट मेसेज पठाउन सक्छन् या इमेल मार्फत सम्पर्क गर्न खोज्न सक्छन्। त्यसैले आफूलाई थाहा नभएको ठाउँबाट या अनौठो किसिमको इमेल आयो भने त्यसमा भएको लिङ्कमा थिच्नु अघि त्यसको जोखिमको बारेमा सोच्न उनी सल्लाह दिन्छन्।
We're all getting emails now saying that a package couldn't be delivered. Please click on this link. Well, if you're not expecting a package, don't click on the link. You're getting accurate logos of these big organizations like eBay, like Amazon, like online shopping providers that look real. They're asking you for information. So if you're not expecting a package, be very suspicious about that package. And you might want to go back to the original purchase order rather than click on a link, because that's not how these businesses do business.
डाक्टर सुरंगा सेनविरत्ने युनिभर्सिटी अफ सिडनीको कम्प्युटर विज्ञान सम्बन्धी विद्यालयमा सुरक्षा विषय पढाउँछन्। भाइरस भएको सफ्टवेयरले कसरी मानिसहरूको व्यक्तिगत जानकारी चोरी गर्छ भन्ने बारेमा उनले जानकारी दिएका छन्।
They can create a link, so where the link contains the malware, the malicious software. So once you click on that link, the malicious software comes to your computer and gets installed. Once the software is there, silently, I mean, most of the malware, what they do, they are there in your computer for a period of time. So for example, the software actually can record whatever keys you type. They have a control and communication channel where they actually send all those information to the bad guys.
स्क्यामरहरूले सरकार, व्यवसाय र आफ्नै साथीहरूको नक्कली वेबसाइट बनाएर झुक्काउन सक्छन्। उनीहरूले फसाउन खोजेको मान्छेको बारेमा पहिले नै व्यक्तिगत जानकारी सङ्कलन पनि गर्न सक्छन्। जस्तै यदि तपाईँलाई सम्पर्क गर्दैछन् भने उनीहरूको कुरा पत्याउनका लागि तपाईँकै जानकारी सुनाउँछन्। यस्ता ठग गर्ने व्यक्तिहरूले हुँदै नभएको सामानहरू बेच्ने भन्दै नक्कली अनलाइन स्टोरहरू पनि बनाएको पाइन्छ र पछिल्लो समयमा मानिसहरू कोभिड-19 को औषधि, खोप र फेस मास्क बेच्ने कुरामा धेरै ठगिएका छन्। स्यान्टन च्याङ युनिभर्सिटी अफ मेलबर्नको कम्प्युटिङ र इन्फर्मेसन सिस्टम सम्बन्धी विद्यालयमा प्राध्यापक हुन्। उनी भन्छन् कि स्क्यामरहरू धेरैजसो मानिसहरूको व्यक्तिगत जानकारीको खोजमा हुन्छन्।
If you have your name, address, date of birth, possibly your phone number as well, they can go to your financial institution and pretend to be you. It's the way that all official organizations would identify who you are.
उनले बताए कि यस्तो व्यक्तिगत जानकारी डार्क वेबमा बेच्न मिल्छ जसबाट मानिसको पहिचान चोरी हुन सक्छ।
Your personal details are highly valuable and can be monetized. So what it means is that even if they are not getting money from you or credit card details, if they get your personal details, including your date of birth, where you live and all that, they can use that and sell that on or use it in ways to earn money from it. So that's what you would call identity theft, which is very damaging.
आजभोलि धेरै मानिसहरू घरबाट काम गर्दा झनै ठगीको शिकार बन्न पुगेको डाक्टर प्रियादर्शी नन्दाले बताए। उनी सिडनीको युनिभर्सिटी अफ टेक्नोलोजीको इन्जिनियरिङ र आइटीको संकायमा संलग्न छन्।
Because we are all working from home, we don't have any necessary security measures in our network or how we are connected to the internet. Without your knowledge, so you might be passing quite a lot of confidential information, and scammer is basically watching you, your activities, what information you are sending and all, and then can grab those information. In an organization, you have a lot of security measures and a lot of patches, a lot of security software, so which actually protects you.
डाक्टर च्याङ भन्छन् कि कोभिड-19 महामारीले मानिसहरूमाथि निम्त्याएको सामाजिक, मनोवैज्ञानिक र आर्थिक तनावले उनीहरूलाई झनै ठगीको शिकार बनाएको छ र घोटाला गर्नेहरूलाई झनै सजिलो बनाइदिएको छ।
There are many things that sounds legit. It plays on people's fears, need for stability, security, urgency, anxiety. It masquerades as authority and it preys on people who are vulnerable, and vulnerable doesn't mean that you are weak or whatever. It's just that in particular circumstances, when you are anxiously looking for help, that's when they strike, and this is what we want to be careful of.
महामारीपछि व्यावसायिक ठगीहरू पनि बढेको छ। स्क्यामरहरूले मानिसहरूलाई कोभिड-19 का कारण आर्थिक रूपमा गाह्रो भएको छ भने सहयोग गर्ने भन्दै उनीहरूको सुपर एनुएसन चोरी गरेको पाइएको छ। त्यस्तै कतिले अनावश्यक सेवाहरू प्रदान गर्दै शुल्क लिएर फाइदा उठाइरहेको डाक्टर ह्याम्बल्टनले बताए।
There's been an early access to superannuation earlier in this pandemic, and again, preying on people who are desperate or at risk. You know, there are links to say, go here and we can get you early access to superannuation, or government services, or Centrelink. All of these things prey on the vulnerable. The tax office does not contact you like that via text message or via an email generally. So be suspicious. All of those things that are offering early access to money or want your personal details, you got to be really careful.
र अन्तत उनी भन्छन् कि यदि तपाईँ कुनै किसिमको ठगीको शिकार हुनुभएको छ भने त्यसको उजुरी गर्न निकै महत्त्वपूर्ण हुन्छ।
There's been thousands of scams reported, and there's people have actually lost money, and people get embarrassed about that and they don't report it. And if you think you've been scammed, you really should tell someone, you really should inform people. And look, if you're worried about scams, you should, there is a website which will help you. It's called scamwatch.gov.au, and I'd really recommend people going there and taking a look.
यो पूरा रिपोर्ट तपाईले हाम्रो वेबसाइट sbs.com.au/nepalima पाउन सक्नुहुन्छ।
लाइक, शेयर र कमेन्ट गर्नुहोस्। SBS नेपालीलाई फेसबुकमा साथ दिनुहोस्।